Step out into the street today, especially on the East Coast, and baseball words will whip past you in the wind. Words tinged with anger or alive with glee. The New York Yankees won the first game of the American League Championship Series last night, 5-4, with a home run in the 11th, but the big noise comes from a play 3 innings earlier. The Baltimore Orioles leading 4-3, a long hit to right field. Tony Tarasco waits to catch the ball. A 12-year-old fan, Jeff Mayer, leans over with a baseball glove, and the ball ends up going over the wall. The umpire, Rich Garcia, judges it to be a home run. There's a Baltimore protest to no avail.
If it were a 30-year-old man, anybody who cares about baseball would really be angry about it. Because it's a cute 12-year-old kid with, you know, who's taken his glove to the game and the incredible, improbable likelihood of his catching a fly ball, we suddenly find it cute.
Daniel Okren is the editor of the Ultimate Baseball Book.
It wasn't the kid's act, really, that is the thing that is upsetting people, I think. It was that the umpire made a bad call. The ball was clearly not a home run.
Richard Garcia said after he saw the replay, obviously the ball wasn't going out of the park. I probably would have called fan interference, but I wouldn't have called him out. Now, technically, fan interference called in that situation would mean what?
Well, it means that the umpire has a judgment call to make, that's where the rule book doesn't make decisions. Umpires make decisions. The umpire has the discretion in that case to guess what would have happened without the fan interference.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have called it a home run, as he did, or he could have called it an out, or he could have called it a ground rule double.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was the ground rule double call would have been right, not only because it looks like it would have been one, but it's a compromise. It's what you do when you don't know what the fates would have determined if the kid hadn't stuck his glove out there.
Mm-hmm. Is the umpire always right? This judgment always stands. Is there anything an umpire can do which could be overruled later on appeal or on looking at the videotapes?
Yes, a rules misjudgment. If he is wrong on a rule, and the rule affects the outcome, the interpretation of the rule affects the outcome of the game, then a protest will be upheld. And the league president has a number of options. The protest, he can award the game to the other side. He can ask if the game be replayed from the beginning. He can ask if the game be replayed from the point at which the rules mistake was made. He can do what was done in the case of the famous George Brett Pine Tar incident of the 1980s when the Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees had to get together later in the season to play 3 outs.
Because?
Because of Brett was called out for using an illegal bat. Billy Martin saw that there was too much pine tar on it, and the league president at the time thought that was a wrong reading of the rules, that the rule states that if you find pine tar on a bat, then the bat is removed from the game, not the player or the hit.
Mm-hmm. So it could happen.
Yeah, it has. It doesn't happen very often. And certainly it shouldn't happen in the case of judgment calls, because if the league president is in a position to overrule an umpire on a judgment made at the time, then umpires will never be able to do their jobs.
Let's go back a few years to when you used to go out to the ballpark with a baseball glove and you were 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself into the position right in front of that ball coming at Tony Tarasco last night. What would you have done?
Well, I think that I would have reached out. However, I was that age so long ago that we were living in a different culture. And if you see the pictures of Sandy Amoros of the Dodgers racing in the 1956 series to catch the drive off of Yogi Berra's bat and racing to the stands, reaching into the stands to make the catch that turns the game, you see all the fans kind of shrinking back from it, leaning back in their seats, getting out of the way. That's 40 years ago. I think that there's no question today that fans are much more willing to breach the invisible wall that separates them from the game.
I mean, don't you really think this could have been a Baltimore Orioles kid fan?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It would have happened in any ballpark in the country where there are seats that close to the action.
Daniel Okrent talking with us from New York. He's written 3 books about baseball, and he's the managing editor of Life magazine.